Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents to find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. I'm so excited to welcome one of my favorite agents, favorite up-and-coming newer agents to the podcast, Katie Miller. Katie is from a small town in Ville Platte, Louisiana, a little north of Acadiana, and I'm so excited to share her story of success as she continues to level up her business, and she's become one of the top agents in her small town and continues to grow every day. So I'm excited to share what it's like to do business in a small town. So Katie, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the small town that you represent and tell us a little bit about how you got into the real estate business and where you are right now.
Okay, so how I got into real estate was I graduated from UL in business marketing in 2020. I immediately started working in hair salons for about a year, started studying for my test. It took me a little while to pass both portions of my test. So while I was doing that, I was full-time in a hair salon, and then got licensed, quit the hair salon. I sold my first home within the first few months, and it was actually in Marksville. So my business already took me way up north. And then I realized I needed a little bit of an income as I was growing my business. So I started working at Legends on Pinhook,
which is a bar, bartending.
Yeah. Yes, I started bartending for a little while. Moved back to Ville Platte, a place I never thought I'd ever be again. And then from there, once I moved back to Ville Platte, I really just started focusing on my hometown and my sphere of influence and made sure everyone I knew I was a realtor. I don't know, it just started to kind of take off. I was very present in social media and on Facebook.
Yeah, so tell us about Facebook, because a lot of us think that when we talk about social media these days, that we're talking about Instagram, mm-hmm. but you noticed that your clientele, at least in that town, the mm-hmm. majority of them were on what platform?
Facebook. Yep.
Gotcha. So they're on Facebook. So talk to us a little bit about how you reach those people on that platform and what does the messaging like look like? Because I want these realtors who are listening who are in a small town to resonate with your story, because it's definitely something that you've been able to take over your small town. Mm-hmm. You've been able to really continue to level up your business as you represent that you're locally there, you live in that community. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about Facebook and what that looks like as far as like how you market on that platform.
In my early stages, it started off as DMing every for sale by owner, because in my area, that's what people do. They take a few pictures and post it to Facebook and just say, hey, I'm listing my house. Once I started really presenting myself as the agent of the area, I was just getting buyers naturally questioning me, asking what do I have on the market, what's coming on the market. So anytime I saw someone post a for sale by owner, I would just DM them and say, hey, I have a buyer looking in the area. Can you please give me more information? I would love to view your home. And we just kind of go from there. But really what I focus the most on for marketing on Facebook is educational videos. Like I said, everybody's for sale by owner. So not many people know about realtors and what we do and how I can help them, and just tips that I've learned about home maintenance that a lot of people don't know or understand, or nobody's really taught how to buy or sell a house. So that's really what I'm there for, is to just guide them and educate them as we go throughout and really build their trust and relationship. I'm really big on relationships. A lot of my clients, it's more than just business, it's friendship. So
I love that. And you were even telling us too in an office meeting that these people didn't even, I guess, necessarily know they had a septic tank.
Yes, a lot of them don't.
And you're like, hey, by the way, you may want to kind of maintain that thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They didn't even know that that's what they had for sewer. So,
yeah, because you don't have disclosures when you're for sale by owner. So nobody knows. Like, and if it's a young couple starting a family, the previous person selling them that house is and say, hey, you know, I have a septic tank. You might want to pump it, whatever, maintenance it. So when I go to sell these homes because their families are growing or whatever, I'm like, okay, so are you on public, like municipality, or do you have septic? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, let's go walk around outside and see if you have these things in the ground. Yeah. Nobody's ever really educated. They just go to the bank and
And get the loan. I love that. So you're changing the landscape of your community, which is great. You know, you're changing their perception of, I think I need to sell my house, so I'm going to just pop a few photos, cell phone photos up on Facebook, and then I'm not going to get any traction. So you're coming in and saying, okay, I'm the professional here. We can come through, get professional photos, and actually market and advertise these houses, right?
Yes.
So you started by messaging for sell by owners because you had buyers, but where are you kind of now?
Still kind of doing the same thing.
Still doing the same thing.
A lot of it is truly through Facebook. People DM me. My following on my business page has grown so much, so I get a lot of DMs on my personal page, my professional page. Still people are posting for a sale by owner, so we don't have a lot of houses hit the market, and when they do, like I said, it's on Facebook, so I really just have to stay on top of basically Facebook. And
Cool. Well, you've been able to grow and level up your business as you've gotten better and better on social media, for sure. But what other things that would you attribute your growth in these last few years? Because you've continued to like double your production almost every year, right? What would you contribute your leveling up of your business to?
I would say just really having an amazing mentor and finding my tribe in the business and really trying to figure out how to run my business like a business. And a lot of that has come from mentorship from Michael. I don't know if I would have been able to figure that out on my own, and just really surrounding myself in a brokerage of high performing agents and taking bits and pieces of what they do throughout the day, how they run their business, and trying to figure out my way and putting it all together.
Yeah, absolutely. I see what you mean, because what might work for Jamie in Lafayette is probably going to maybe be a little bit different for how people are buying and selling in, you know, a rural community, right? So, but some of the same tools that we're utilizing, and I know you're starting to do things like a weekly email, right? Which is something that Michael and I both love to talk about, our weekly email. And that's been a platform that we've had some growth and some success with. So what other things are you doing other than social media, I guess, to reach your clients in your community?
A lot of systems into place, and I'm still learning my systems as I go, but weekly emails, love those. Mailers to my whole area, different little towns within Evangeline Parish. I've really just been super hyper-focused on maintaining relationships and building those relationships and letting people know that I was here before and now I'm back, and I am the agent to go to because I know I'll take the best care of my clients. I really value the relationships and the paperwork and things like that that come with it. I'm here to guide you and really just help you get through it as smoothly as possible and take off as much stress as I can off of you trying to do it all by yourself. And it's not easy to be a for sale by owner.
Yeah, absolutely. You're able to get these people more money because you're able to connect buyers and sellers online and get them more money, for sure. So you talked about mentorship, you talked about growth, you talked about some of the systems that you put in place, but let's talk about Real and what that looks like for you, because you've been at a few other brokerages, right? And you've said that in the office meeting the other day that this is the third brokerage that you are with, and you just absolutely love being at the brokerage. But talk to us a little bit about what it means to be in the Real world, in the Real community, and what does it look like for you being at our company right now?
To be honest, there's nothing to explain how awesome this community is at Real. And being surrounded by people that are doing 10 times more volume than I'm doing, and there's especially the women here, they're such killers, and they have children and they have husbands, and then they go home and they tend to that, and there's Real is just so inviting, and I think just surrounding myself by people that are doing better than me really gives me something to look up to and look forward to for the future. And no monthly fees, like.
Yeah, you've been able to run the business efficiently and have the mentorship the way it's set up. So I've been watching you kind of in your growth and everything and seeing you level up not only your professionalism and even from the way you hold yourself. Mm-hmm. I feel like your confidence has improved, you know, through the 2 years or less than 2 years that I've known you. You've grown tremendously. So you started off selling in your small community and, you know, I watched as you leveled up your professionalism. I watched as you leveled up the way that you hold yourself, the way that you dress, the everything, you know, but even leveling up like your social media and staying consistent, like on videos and how you speak directly on Facebook to your clients. So talk to us a little bit about like what kind of content that you're putting out to your past clients and or to your people who are watching you on Facebook, because I see a lot of those videos. So what kind of things are you kind of turning the camera around and talking directly to them on? Like what kind of things are you updating them on?
Mostly educational. What does it even mean to have a realtor and what do we do? A lot of people don't know what I do or understand it and don't realize the paperwork that comes with it. So I'm a realtor in your area. The market is booming right now. Now's the time to sell. You can get the most money for your home, and explaining documents that comes with selling a house and showings and professional photos and marketing and how it all kind of just takes a place into buying or selling a house. It's more than just a few pictures on Facebook. I really like to set sellers up with the buyer, kind of like dating. You matchmake, like for houses.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So let's talk about the different ways to that maybe things operate in a small community versus like a big metro area, right? Like in what ways? For me, what I've seen kind of too is, you hate to say behind on the times, but they're not as with some of the techniques and strategies.
Absolutely. So in comparison from living in Lafayette and now moving back to Ville Platte, I feel like Ville Platte is 10 years behind of Lafayette. It's crazy. It's just a small town mindset and people like to do things the good old boy way, they call it. And that's just how it can always work out. Sometimes people get screwed over, you know, and it may be their friend or whatever, and then they end up having a feud for the rest of their life. But it's like if you would have had contracts in place and kept it kind of
above
narrow,
board.
Like you would have done better.
Yeah.
Y'all could have eliminated a lot of the conflict. Having contracts in place just keep you both safe, and you know exactly what you're buying, and there's no back and forth, because people tend to forget what they say. Whenever it's just verbal. When you have it on paper, it becomes real. So now you have to follow those contracts so that you don't end up in a legal issue, anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you're changing the whole landscape of the whole city and how things operate. So I love that you're doing that. So Katie, I always say this in the podcast is, I always say, speak to an agent who may have had a little bit of a tough 2024. Maybe they're off to a little bit of a slow start in 2025. What kind of advice would you give that agent to level up their business or to continue on a path? Talk to them and give them a little bit of encouragement from your story and how they can grow their business.
First of all, I'm going to just say pray it out. I don't know if you pray or not, but just stop and pray and ask God to help you through each day, because he wouldn't place you there if it wasn't a place for you. You just have to really push through it, because real estate's really difficult and it can be really lonely. Find your tribe, find what works for you, get advice, get help, but keep going no matter what. Stay in the front of people's minds always. Be on social media, be present. And let everybody know you're a realtor, especially your sphere of influence. That's the easiest way to get clients, is the people that you know and love already.
Yeah.
Really just keep pushing and don't give up.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a hard business.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough business. And, you know, you feel for agents who have had some struggles in 2024. But the facts are is that it's transaction levels are at one of the lowest levels since in 2024. So there's less deals to go around. So you really have to put yourself out there to get those opportunities, stay in front of those people, be the type of professional realtor that takes over your town. And if you're in a small town, it's a lot of pressure because there's not a whole lot of deals going on around that small town and you're competing a lot. But if you can bring the same level of professionalism that you've been able to bring, changing the landscape of the community the way you have, taking people from just the traditional for sale by owner to now using professional photos, marketing, advertising, promotions, and letting you have the opportunity to list and professionally market their properties. Like, that changes the whole landscape of a small town. But it didn't happen overnight, but it's happened because of the way that you've handled your business, right?
Yeah. I really kind of pride myself in the way I take care of people and the service that I bring to them. And I know any other competitors in my area are not going to bring the same service to my clients as I would. I genuinely just care about them and their needs. It's not about me at the end of the day. I'm not the one with that house note. I'm not the one that's going to be living in it. I'm just here to help you and navigate you. And if it doesn't work out, the next thing's going to work out. And you just got to keep them encouraged and keep them hopeful and just go with it.
That's it. And you have that servant heart. You know, a lot of realtors get into the business because they see this amount of money that they make or they potentially could make in this business. And the facts are is, yes, there's a lot of money to be made. But if you focus purely on the money, you're going to not find success in this business. And the reason why I've seen you succeed in this business and the reason I've seen you level up your business is because you've increased the professionalism and you've increased the volume in which you care for people. You've amplified the volume in which you're sharing and caring for people. And then the more caring equals more people you can potentially help, which then in turn equals potentially more money. But if caring is the singular focus, then that's why you've been able to achieve a massive amount of success in your business.
My mentor, Michael, always says relationships over transactions, because relationships will produce the transactions. You never have to worry or scrape. If you're just money hungry, people feel that. People know that. It's your energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got such great energy and you put that positive energy out into the world and into your community. And I appreciate you sharing that great energy with us on the podcast. And I hope that other realtors can take some of your energy that you have and understand what platforms work for their business and what platforms will help them reach their people in their community. Because not everybody's in a big metro that's doing Instagram and YouTube and all these other things. Sometimes it's Facebook or sometimes it's phone calls or sometimes it's personally going and meeting with people on their porch.
Yes, I do that like very often. So, I sit down with them and visit a lot.
So think about the people in your community and what they would potentially resonate with and what platforms that they're on and what ways that you can meet them where they are and truly help them. So Katie, I really appreciate you sitting down with us on the podcast. It means the world to me to see your success, and it encourages me every day to watch your success and everything that you're having in your community. So I appreciate you joining us on the podcast.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. Well, guys, we're going to put some of Katie's contact information in the podcast, and I'd love for you guys to go follow her, particularly on Facebook, because she does a great job on that platform. So if you guys are on Facebook, we're going to put some of Katie's contact information in the podcast, and I hope that you guys go follow her on that platform and maybe get encouraged by the way that she's got the heart for her community and she's sharing things that make a difference in her small community. And it may be a way that you guys can replicate what she's doing and have some similar success in a small community. So guys, please give us a favorable review, like the podcast, send this podcast over to another realtor who may be operating in a small town that may resonate with what Katie's putting down. So I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day.